Welcome to Star Wars Sunday, and today we got Star Wars Black Series, The Bad Batch, Clone Commando. As the name suggests, this figure is in reference to the Clone Commandos as seen in the TV series, The Bad Batch. Now, while I've only seen season one of The Bad Batch and nothing else, this figure was something I've been looking forward to for a long time. Because up until this point, there wasn't any other Clone Commando figure that was as poseable as this one. At least one that's just regular and not a particular character, like Gregor or Boss. Now, from what I understand, this figure is a slight retool of the character Hunter from The Bad Batch. As you can see, this is the slot where his knife is supposed to go. Now, while I don't have the figure itself or any of The Bad Batch as a frame of reference, even as is, it's still a really cool figure as it is. But even with that said, it's still a decent-looking depiction of what a Clone Commando looks like, as seen in Republic Commando and EA's Battlefront 2. And from what I understand, the Clone Commandos from The Bad Batch aren't supposed to have that rifle that you see before you, because that rifle is mainly seen in Republic Commando, EA's Battlefront 2, and The Bad Batch themselves. However, if you got Clone Troopers from the Black Series, you could just replace that with this. So quit your bitching. In terms of accessories, you get the rifle, as mentioned before, and this detachable backpack. Although, without the backpack, he just looks really, really naked without it, so just keep it on. Although, sadly, you don't get a grenade launcher or a sniper rifle or even a pistol, like an average Clone Commando should. That's what you see before you is all you need with a regular Clone Commando. Now, in terms of articulation, he's got the typical action figure Hasbro articulation. Ball joint of the head. Can't look up that far, look down that far. Rotation at the arm. The shoulder pad is on a tab that can swivel individually, but keep it swiveled with the rest of the arm so you won't fuck it up. Arm moves out. Bicep swivel? No bicep swivel. But bend of the elbow. Elbow swivel. Wrist swivel. And the wrist swivel is on a peg, a hinge peg to be exact. Diaphragm joint, ab crunch, back arc. The legs can move up that far, move back that far. For the Republic! Shin swivel, bend at the knee. Up at the ankle, down at the ankle. And a pivot. Posability is fairly decent for a figure of this price and size. While it may not have the same level of articulation as an SH Figure Arts, you can still get a lot of really cool and dynamic shots with this guy, especially if you want to recreate some mock shots of Battlefront 2 matches or even just a regular Clone Commando going on adventures. Here's the Star Wars Vintage Collection Jango Fett Deluxe, the SH Figure Arts Star Wars Clone Trooper Phase 2, and the Star Wars Black Series Commander Cody. Overall, this is my favorite figure in the collection. Now, while I do wish this figure was a repaint or a retool of Gregor or Boss, so that way it would be completely video game accurate, I still enjoy the figure for what it is, and I'm just glad that we got a regular Clone Commando at all from the Black Series. If you want to get this guy for yourself, you can do so on Amazon. Right now, he's going for $45, so you better get him now while you still can.